Father, we thank you this evening. Thank you for the message. Have your way. Simply an instrument in your hands. Have your express way in Jesus' name. So we are looking at preaching relevant messages. Preaching relevant messages. When I looked at the topic, I was happy with the word messages and not sermons. Praise the Lord. So a message is something you're getting from somebody to deliver. Praise the Lord. So it's not from you. Amen. Hallelujah. So preaching relevant messages. What's a relevant message? A relevant message is the word for now. Praise the Lord. The word for now. That thing God wants to communicate at that time is the relevant message. Praise the Lord. It's not just the one you get from the internet. It has to be the message that God has for his people at that time. That is the relevant message. It is the proceeding word. Praise the Lord. The proceeding word. Let's look at Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. And I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The key words for me here are, I will build my church. So that church is not your church. It's the church of Jesus. General overseer and founder, that church is not your church. Jesus says, I will build my church. So God is in the business of building his church. And who is the church? Is it the building?
No.
So you and I are being built. Praise the Lord. You and I are being what? Built. And Jesus is the builder. And what does he build with? Acts chapter 20, verse 32. Acts chapter 20, verse 32. He says, and now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace. Not the law. Praise the Lord. The word of his grace. Not the law. Not wear trouser, don't wear trouser. Put makeup, don't put makeup. No. The word of his grace, which is able to build you up. So the building material is the word of his grace. And that is why you see people that preach the message of grace, the pure message of grace, the people are built. But when you have a church where you teach, where you are in the law of Moses, the people are often in bondage. Have you noticed that? Yes. So it is the word of grace that is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among them that are sanctified. So the building material is the word of his grace. Praise the Lord. And one thing I know about God is that he's particular about the material with which you build his house. Praise the Lord. It's just like me, I'm building a house right now. I told the engineer, I know you are skillful, no problem. But you see the materials, I will buy my materials. Is it not so? Because if you don't buy your materials and you leave it for them, by the time they finish, you will not enjoy that house. So you remember when God told Moses to come up to the mountain, he gave him specifications for the tabernacle, isn't it? God is still in that business. It is God that decides the building material for his house. And that is the word of his grace. Praise the Lord. Let's look at Hebrews chapter 3 from verse 4 to 6. Hebrews chapter 3 from verse 4 to 6. For every house is builded by some man, but he that built all things is God. Next verse. And Moses verily was faithful in all his house, as a servant for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken after. Next verse. But Christ as a son over his own house. Whose house are what? Are we? Praise the Lord. So Jesus is in the business of building his house. And who is his house? You and I. So when you have the privilege, like I'm here now, holding the microphone, I cannot take it for granted. Praise the Lord. It's a serious matter. Praise the Lord. It's a serious what? Matter. I can't come up here and say anything I want to say. Building God's house with any kind of material. No. It must be the material given to me by God with which to build at that time. Praise the Lord. Because I am in the process. I am a laborer in the building of God's house. Praise the Lord. Let's look at some people who try to build with their own materials. Jeremiah chapter 23, from verse 21 to 22. Jeremiah 23, 21 to 22. All right. I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. Next verse. But if they had stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my words, then they should have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their doing. So these are preachers. First of all, they are prophets, they are called. Is it not true? Because God referred to them here as prophets. So they had the calling on them. But the words they gave to the people were not the words that God had given to them. So they could not build the people. And if you read further, you find out that God did not take it lightly with them. Praise the Lord. Amen. So when you have God's people under you as a leader, a teacher, a preacher, or you have the opportunity to handle the mic and to teach people, there is a saying I love. He said, you have no right to talk to God's people except you talk to God first. Can you tell your neighbor that? You have no right to talk to God's people until you talk to God first. Praise the Lord. You can't come to God's people and deliver your own words. No. You must realize that it is God's house you are building. And he provides the building material, his words. So the relevant message are the words delivered to the church by his people from God. Praise the Lord. I'm not saying that you must hear a voice. No. But if there is a message you have a conviction to deliver, you need to go to God first and spend time with God. Allow God to filter your message. Praise the Lord. How many of you know that God filters your message? Yeah. Tells you, remove this one. Put this one. Say it this way. This one, don't say it. Praise the Lord. Before I came here, I had canceled 3 pages where I was trying to filter. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I had to run away to go and spend time with God because it has to be on the mountain, the presence of God. Praise the Lord. Moses came to the people with the law from where? From the mountain. You should meet the people on your way down. Praise the Lord. Haven't spent time with God. Before you deliver that message, pass it through God. Just like Jesus said, he says, the words that I speak to you are not my words, but they are the words of him who sent me. Praise the Lord. So the question I want to ask, the words you are teaching the people, delivering the people, are they your words or the words of him who has sent you? Some people preach out of strife. Praise the Lord. You pass here, the man doesn't greet you. You pass here, the man doesn't greet you. Your message on Sunday is about people who don't greet their pastors. Praise the Lord. Is it not true? Or you want to change your car and there's no money in your pocket. Your message is now how you are blessed when you give your pastor a car. These are hirelings. Praise the Lord. And I was so blessed in Pastor Dan's class this evening. The truth is that if you deliver God's word, there is always a reward. And who will pay you? Is the owner of the house. Praise the Lord. Is the owner of the house. When you build a house, it is the house that pays you. Is the owner. When he comes to inspect what you have done, and you have built according to specification, he will pay you your wages. God does not owe. Praise the Lord. He pays daily because we are laborers. You know, laborers get daily pay. Not at the end of the month. And that is why I love the fact that the Bible calls us co-laborers with Christ. So we earn daily pay. Praise the Lord. So God pays you when you build according to specification. Praise the Lord. So build with God's word. Build with his word and his word for now. Praise the Lord. Where do you get the words you build with? From the mountain. Let's look at Exodus 25:40. Exodus 25:40. And look, this was God talking to Moses after he gave him all the materials to build with. Look at this 10 warning. Look that thou make after their pattern which was showed thee in the mountain. Praise the Lord. Make sure you build according to the pattern that God has showed you where in the mountain. The mountain represents his presence. And I've discovered that the greatest message you can preach is when you go to God's presence and feed from God, then you come back. Out of what you have been fed, you deliver to the people. You don't go to collect a message and throw it over your head to the people. It must pass through you. If the message cannot affect you, it cannot affect the people. Praise the Lord. You are the first beneficiary of that message. Whenever you are given a message, know one thing, that first of all, God has you in mind. Praise the Lord. Any message I'm given to preach, I realize that God wants to do a work in me first. It is after he has done that work in me that I can. Peter and John said to, such as I have, I give unto you. Praise the Lord. The message must affect you first before it can affect the people. If the message has not affected you, it will not affect the people. Because God's word is a two-edged sword. It cuts through you and cuts through the people. Praise the Lord. So go to the mountain. Let God's word affect you first. Let it change you. Let it transform you. Let it minister to you. It is out of that spirit that you will communicate the spirit. So you must learn to go to the mountain, the God's presence. God's presence. Praise the Lord. You cannot feed God's people with your spare time. You do your business first. And then any time that is left with you, you just come out from your office without any preparation and deliver the word. You cannot go anywhere. Because this word you are ministering, it is spirit and it is life. They are not ordinary words. Words are just sounds. Praise the Lord. Words are just what? Sounds. And sounds are mainly containers that contain something. God's word. It's not the sound you are hearing from me right now. It is the content of that sound, and that is his spirit. Praise the Lord. And you cannot deliver it from the pages of a book. You receive it. If you cannot receive, you cannot give. It is out of what you have received that you can give. Praise the Lord. An empty container cannot pour water. No matter how you turn it and beat it, it makes the loudest sound. but contains nothing. Praise the Lord. Amen. When I was in campus, there was one young man. When it comes to time to pray for deliverance, he will be running round. Praise the Lord. He could run around this building for like 10 or 20 times to cast out a demon. That time I was a young convert, so I was intimidated. So I would just keep my head down like this. But sometimes I would look and see, and the man is sweating so much. Now look at the scripture. I didn't see where Jesus was running around. Praise the Lord. It's a man that has no power that will run around, will climb the bench, will come down. Sometimes he will carry the chair on his head and be running around. Just to cast out one demon. And a lot of times I found out that the demon did not go. Praise the Lord. Why not spend time and feel yourself? There's an English saying that empty barrels make much sound. Praise the Lord. So we need to spend time in God's presence. We need to spend time in God's presence. God says that you shall find me when you seek me with all your heart. God is not far. The problem is that our hearts are far. We are seeking God with half heart, half-heartedly. If you seek God with all your heart, you will find him. Praise the Lord. Let's look at Psalm 24, verse 3 to 4. Who is that person that may ascend unto the hill of the Lord? Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? That is to the mountain of the Lord. Or who shall stand in his holy place? That's a question, is it not? Then the next verse is the answer. He that hath clean hands, he that hath clean hands and a pure heart. No mago-mago. Be genuine. Praise the Lord. Be genuine. If you're sincere before God that you want his presence, you will get there. Clean hands and a pure heart. Who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity? Praise the Lord. You know what lifting the soul unto vanity is? Maybe you're eyeing something ephemeral, something material. That is where your heart is in that job of the ministry you are doing. Then you will not find God. If you are there for money and everything you're going is to get money, material things from the people, then you will not get him. Nor sworn deceitfully. Praise the Lord. That is the person that can ascend into the hills of the Lord, where you receive instructions with which to build. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Psalm 107, verse 17 to 20. Psalm 107, verse 17 to 20. Why do we need the word from God? Fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Next verse. Their soul abhorreth all manner of meat. That means the people are in distress. The people are in distress. Have you ever been in such distress that your best meal doesn't attract you anymore? Praise the Lord. So the people are in distress. And they draw near unto the gates of death. There are some problems you face. It's like you are dying. Praise the Lord. Amen. But how many of you know that God wants to sort you out if you are in this situation? God wants to sort you out. God is not happy to see his children in distress. And when he wants to sort them out, he brings them to a service like this. Praise the Lord. And then he does the next thing. That's the next verse. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. And then he saves them from their distresses. How does he save them from their distresses? Next verse. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. So as many people as are here in distress, as many people as are going through difficulties, God wants to address your situation through the sent word. Through the sent word. And you can only receive the sent word from the presence of God. And if the minister of God will not go to the presence of God to get delivery of the sent word, he has done injustice to the flock. And that is why should somebody who attends service after service go home to commit suicide? Is it that God did not see his heart? No. But the sent word did not come. The sent word did not come. And maybe the minister mismanaged God's word. He had his eyes in his prophet. He didn't have time to receive the sent word from God. There was one day I had so much challenge, some 4 or 5 years ago. And it was like the whole world had come to an end. That was a Sunday morning when they sent me the news about somebody who had a very big issue. Which, I was shedding tears. And while I was there, I encouraged myself and dressed up to church. Do you know, as I was walking into the church, the wife of the bishop called me and told me that she was praying and God showed me to her and told me that it is well with me. Ah! Praise the Lord. I felt good. That was the sent word for me. It is well with you. I didn't tell her. I didn't tell anybody. And she told me that when she received that word, she called the bishop and they held hands and prayed for me. Do you know that that was the end of that challenge? The sent word. The sent word. If she did not spend time in God's presence, who knows? Praise the Lord. There are precious materials in your hand for your neighbor. God's word. He says it is his power unto salvation to them that believe. God's instrument for transformation is his word. Just as we discussed here, the building material is God's word. We are at different stages of construction. Some people are at foundation level. Some people are at roofing level. But the building material is God's word. It's only that the same foundation, which is Jesus Christ. No other foundation can any man lay but Jesus Christ crucified. Praise the Lord. So the sent word is the word that delivers. It is the sent word that delivers. It is the sent word that delivers. It's not the sermon you prepared by your academic qualification. Praise the Lord. You collect one man's message, another one, and you cook them together. Rice and beans, pepper soup. And you just read it without spending time with God. The people will not be built. The people will not be delivered. Praise the Lord. And that person is not doing right. Just like the scripture we read, Jeremiah chapter 23. Let's read that scripture again. So that after 23, from verse 22, Jeremiah 23. From verse 22. Let's read down. But if they had stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my words, then they should have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their doings. Next verse. I, a God at hand, said the Lord, and not a God afar off. What God is trying to say here is that I'm a God at hand. I'm not far from my people. I can deliver my people. But these prophets have not come to hear from me. They have just gone to the people and delivered their own words. Next verse. Can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him, said the Lord? Do not I fill the heaven and the earth, said the Lord? He's trying to say, am I not able? Look at me that fills the heavens and the earth. Can I not deliver my people? But my servants are not receiving my word for my people. The state of your congregation is usually the reflection of your walk with God. If you see your congregation and they are wretched, the problem is that you have not received the revelation of prosperity. Who is a shepherd over them? Because if you have received the revelation of prosperity, your people will prosper. Because you will deliver God's sent word for prosperity unto them. Praise the Lord. Next verse. I have heard what the prophet said, that prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed, I have dreamed. Next verse. How long shall this be in the heart of the prophets that prophesy lies? Prophets of the deceit of their own hearts. Next verse. Which thing to cause my people to forget my name by their dreams, which they tell every man to his neighbor, as their fathers have forgotten my name for Baal. Next verse. The prophet that hath a dream, let him tell a dream. And he that hath my word, let him speak my word faithfully. If you had a dream, go and tell people your dream. But if it is my word, say my word faithfully. The Bible says it is required of stewards that they should be what? Faithful. If you receive God's word, you should be faithful in dispensing God's word. Look at what he says here. Let him speak my word faithfully. What is chaff to the wheat, said the Lord? The wheat is the word of God. What is chaff? Chaff is your dream, your experience. Praise the Lord. You cannot grow the church by your experience. You cannot grow the church by your own intellectual prowess. That is chaff compared to God's word. God's word is the real thing. Hallelujah. God's word is what? Is the real deal. Praise the Lord. As simple as it is powerful. That simple gospel is powerful. It's enough. The gospel is enough. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And that's why I'm so excited to be part of NECO. Because here I receive the wheat, not chaff. Praise the Lord. I receive wheat, not chaff. I commend you to the Lord and the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among them that are sanctified. His word of grace. That is wheat. Praise the Lord. That's the real deal. Amen. That is the real deal. Not chaff. Praise the Lord. Every other thing is chaff. Every other thing is chaff. Some ministries now, you want to teach people how to make money. It's okay. But find God's word. Take it to God. Let him tell you what to tell the people. Praise the Lord. If you want to lecture economics, go to the classroom. Praise the Lord. Go where? To the classroom. But if it is the economics you want to teach God's people, take it to God first. Let him remove the chaff from the wheat and pad it up. Then you feed it to his people. Be careful what you feed my people. Praise the Lord. The person that gets a nanny to take care of the baby, do you allow the nanny to breastfeed your baby? What do you do? Even if you are not there, what do? You express milk. You keep it in the fridge and give it to the nanny. The nanny will feed your baby with your milk. And that is what God is insisting on. Feed my children with my word. The one I have expressed from my breast for my children and have given to you to give them. Don't breastfeed my children with your own breast. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So before you come out to minister to God's people, it's a serious matter. It's not a joking matter. It's not to fill the space. It's a serious matter. Make sure you are coming from the mountain, from his presence. Moses met the people on his way down from the mountain. On his way up, he had no message. On his way up, he had no message. There are times that people will come to you And you tell them, give me time. Praise the Lord. Give me what? Time. Because you need to go to God and receive something. It's not everywhere they stop you, you can deliver the word. Be sensitive to the Spirit. Praise the Lord. There are times you tell somebody, see me tomorrow in the office. And when you go home, it's not to eat pounded yam and sleep. No. You go to God's presence and travail. And travail. And you receive a word, the sent word. The Bible says, until his word came. Joseph was a man that was held with fetters. Until his word came. Every one of us here, you have your word. You see, this whole thing I have said, you have your word, you have your word, you have your word. Your word is not your word. Praise the Lord. Because God feeds us specifics. It's my prayer this evening that somebody's word has come. Because when your word comes, fetters can no longer hold you. When your word comes, God's word for you will come to pass. When your word comes, you will be delivered from prison to the palace. Amen. The difference is not the distance, it's the word. The difference between a prisoner and a prime minister is not academic qualification, it is the word. From prison to palace, it is his word came. Praise the Lord. I want to believe that this evening somebody's word has come. Somebody's word has come. Maybe you are a minister, you have been struggling with the state of your flock. Your word has come this evening. In the name of Jesus. Exodus 36 verse 1. Exodus 36 verse 1. Then wrought Bezalel and Aholiab, and every wise-hearted man, in whom the Lord put wisdom and understanding to know how to walk all manner of work. I thought he would stop there. What did he say then? The skill is not enough. Hallelujah. The skill is not enough. It has to be according to all that the Lord had commanded. That you are anointed is not enough. That you have the gift is not enough. It has to be according to all that the Lord has commanded. And that the reason for that anointing and that skill is for the service of the sanctuary. Praise the Lord. You have anointing. You can prophesy so much. You can lay your hands, so spread your hands and these people are healed. The reason for that skill is for the service of the house. And it has to be administered according to all that the Lord has commanded. And remember that God told Moses, make sure that you build according to all that I've showed you on the mountain. In this business of working with the Lord, there is no independence. Hallelujah. There is no... God's design is that we should depend on Him. No matter how skillful you are, you need direction from God. Praise the Lord. So in the business of teaching God's word, it's not just that you are skillful. No. You need the word from the Lord. And He needs to tell you how to administer that word. We need to be people of His presence. We need to be people of what? His presence. People that come out with the now message. People that come out with the sent word. I tell you, if the sent word is preached in our churches, a lot of Christians will not be in bondage. A lot of Christians will not be in bondage. It's because they are prophesying their own prophecies. They are not receiving from God for the people. They are breastfeeding God's children with their own breast milk. And so the children are not nourished. They are not delivered. They are not growing. They are remaining in bondage. But I want to believe God that after today, when we stand in God's presence to minister to His people, we shall minister according to all that God has showed us on the mountain. Shall we be on our feet? I want you to begin to thank God for the grace to be a co-laborer with him. The Bible says that it is he that built all things. So we are just co-laborers. It is a privilege to be a co-laborer. It's a privilege to be a co-laborer. Jesus asked Peter, he said, Peter, do you love me more than these? Do you love me more than these? Do you love me more than these? Jesus had died and resurrected, and Peter went back to fishing. But I so love what Jesus did, because before Peter came out, he had prepared fire and started roasting fish already. To tell Peter that I'm not against you being blessed materially, but what is of importance to me is, do you love me? Peter said, I love you, Lord. You know I love you. He said, feed my sheep. Feed my sheep. Feed my sheep. Feed my sheep. He asked him 3 times. When somebody asks you a question 3 times, it has passed emphasis. It is more than emphasis. He's trying to tell you that think about what I've asked you. Think about it again and think about it again. Do you love me? Do you love me? Feed my sheep. Feed them with my sincere milk of the word of God. Feed them with my words and not your words. Feed them with my words. Don't craft your own word to satisfy your own desires. Feed them with my word. Come into my presence. Come into my presence. I'm ready to deliver through you to my people. He sent his word and delivered them from their destructions. Be a carrier of the sent word. I'm a carrier of the sent word. I'm a carrier of the sent word. I want you to make that confession. I'm a carrier of the sent word. The sent word. I'm a carrier of the sent word. I'm a carrier of the sent word. I'm a carrier of wheat, not chaff. I'm a carrier of wheat, not chaff. I deliver wheat. I deliver wheat. Not chaff. Not chaff. I'm not a minister of chaff. I'm a minister of wheat. I'm a carrier of the sent word. I'm a carrier of the sent word. I'm an instrument of deliverance. I'm an instrument of deliverance. I carry the sent word. I carry the sent word. I carry the sent word. I'm carrying the sent word. Gabriel said to Zechariah, he said, I am he that stands in the presence of the Lord. How dare you doubt my message? If you come from the presence of the Lord, the words you speak will be fulfilled, because they are the words from the Lord. Who is he that shall ascend unto the mountain of the Lord? He that has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his heart to vanity. You shall seek me and you shall find me when you seek me with all your heart. He says, I am he that fills the heavens and the earth. Am I far from my people? He said, until his word came, 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 I will not mismanage your word. I will not mismanage your word. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We honor you. Yes, Lord, we thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen.